Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, our Father, who is in the heaven, we bless you this morning. We thank you, Everlasting Father, for making it possible for us to see a new day. You went to bed yesterday, you woke us up this morning. It is your doing, and indeed it is marvelous in our sight. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you for your life-transforming word that you continually release unto us. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we want to commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to each and every one of us. That word that we need, Lord, for the now, let us receive it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Let there be salvation, let there be deliverance, let there be healing. For your glory, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God indeed will move mightily on your behalf this day, like never before, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sharing with us what I told you, making the impossible possible. The Almighty God will make the impossible possible for you. He will remove every barrier standing in the way of fulfillment of your destiny, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That which the Almighty God has not planted in your life, in your family, today they are hereby uprooted and they are cast into the burning fire, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I'm taking my text from the book of Mark chapter 9, and I'm reading from verse 18 down to 29. And whenever he seizes him, he throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and become rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, and often he had thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. The Lord will do something for you today. He will have compassion on you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will do something for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And verse 23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible for him who believes. Is there somebody who believes this day? Whatever you believe in accordance with the word of God, the Lord will bring them into manifestation in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 24 says, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. The Lord will help your unbelief today in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of doubt, they are hereby removed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And verse 25, when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead, so that many said he was dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he came to the house, the disciples asked him privately, why would we not cast it out? So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. The Lord will make the impossible possible for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace for you to pray, the grace for you to fast, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That thing that appeared impossible, the disciples tried, they couldn't find a solution until the man was brought to our Lord Jesus Christ. This day, you will experience Jesus Christ in a new dimension, in a different dimension. The Almighty God that made it impossible for this young man, he will do so for you too in the name of Jesus. The father of the man said it has been that situation from childhood, but on that day, it came to an end. No matter what you are going through, the Lord will bring them to an end in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are key things I want us to know there. The first thing that man did was he acknowledged Jesus Christ as the Lord. You need to acknowledge in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He didn't say in some of your ways. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Are you acknowledging God in that situation, in that circumstance of your life? The more you acknowledge him, the more he shows himself mighty on your behalf. You acknowledge him by giving thanks to him. Many of us don't know how to praise God. We don't know how to give thanks. Brothers and sisters, open your mouth, praise him. Tell him how good he is, how wonderful he is. And on the altar of thanksgiving and praises, that thing that appears impossible, the Almighty God will make it possible for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For somebody to be able to make the impossible possible, you need to humble yourself in the presence of God. You know, if you are not humble, you cannot even pray. A person who is proud cannot pray because he believes he can do it in his own strength. But no man will prevail in his strength or her strength. No man or woman will prevail in their own strength. You need the strength of God. So you need to humble yourself. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5, say, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another. And be clothed with humility. For God resists who? The proud, but gives grace to the humble. That means that if you are not humble, you cannot even get any grace. God will only give grace to the humble. And may you be humbled in the presence of the Lord. May you be humbled enough to go to him with your challenges and tell him, God, I cannot do it by myself. I have tried everything. I've come to you. Come and help me. Help me. Show me the way to go. Tell me what I need to do. Tell me what I need to do away with. Guide me. Direct my path. And indeed, the Almighty God, he will answer you. And that takes us to the next thing. The Bible said the man cried out. You need to be ready to cry. Crying is also a form of prayer. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 27 verse 7, it says, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Seek his face, cry unto him, call unto him, he will answer you. He say, ask and you will be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be opened. So brothers and sisters, cry unto the Lord and the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, the man admitted his unbelief despite him believing in Christ. He acknowledged his shortcomings. You don't go to the Lord without acknowledging your shortcomings. You don't go to him even blaming God, complaining to him. He acknowledged his shortcomings. Say, look, I believe, but help my unbelief. Psalm 32 verse 5 says, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. So, you go to him, you cannot cover your sin. Are there uncovered sins? ideas, sins that you have been covering, that you need to uncover in the presence of God. You cannot hide your sin. Go to Him. Confess your shortcoming, because some of us, the delay we are experiencing in our prayers being answered is because of sin. And may you be able to have that spirit of humility for you to go to the Lord and acknowledge your sins before Him. He will help you in Jesus' name. Amen. This man sought solution to his problem from Jesus. The book of John chapter 15, verse 5. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Who abides in me, and I in him bear much fruit. He said, for without me you can do nothing. Without me you can do nothing. You cannot do it by yourself. You cannot do it in your own strength. You need his help. Go to him. Go to the right source. You can go to him in the morning, at daytime, at nighttime. You can call to him. You don't need to be looking for somebody to help you speak to your father. It's your father. Wherever you are, call unto him. He is ready to answer you. Go to Jesus. Take that situation to him. Surrender it to him. Lay them at his footsteps, and Jesus will answer you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto who? Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So take that matter to him, and then the Lord will help you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, do not trust in your own strength, but rather trust in the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 4, verse 16, it says, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all. So have that faith in him. Trust in this Jesus, and the Almighty God will give it to you. And also know that you don't have any other option. The only option you have is Jesus. If I perish, I perish. The moment you are still looking for an alternative, then there is a problem. Don't look for an alternative. Look for Jesus Christ alone. Trust in him. Believe in him. And like he said in that passage that we read, he said, prayer and fasting. So you have to fast. You may have to determine to say, okay, I want to deny myself. I want to deny myself. Some of us are fasting, may not even need the food, because some of us, we don't even eat. So whether we eat or not doesn't make any difference. It's not really a sacrifice to us. Some of us, there are things that we hardly find difficult to do. Maybe just want to say, look, I don't want to be a social media person for the rest of this week. I just want to focus. The time I spend on social media, let me spend that time studying the Word of God. Let me spend that time praying. Let me spend that time praising my God, and then see God moving on your behalf. And he will do so for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. He said, with men it can be said to be impossible, but with God nothing is impossible. My dear brothers and sisters, do not lose hope. Do not think that situation cannot be a turnaround. Jesus is ready to turn it around for you. But if you are hearing me today, you do not have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you that opportunity wherever you are. Just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. I write my name in the book of life. And it's you I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Having given your life to Christ, if you do not belong to a Bible Living Church, look for one near you and join them and be a part of the fellowship there in Jesus' name. For everyone who have heard me today, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His favor will surround you. The Lord will make the impossible possible. Every challenge of your life, the Lord will remove them. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will send helpers of destiny unto you. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will show you the way to go in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.